have it on official word, Pinto. Official word. The boss man at KFGO, the top dog here in Fargo, just stopped in after consulting me. And I wanted to make clear to you, as a person who might be passing me in the number of blog views you get and the number of blog hits and unique users and all those web terms, that there might be repercussions for you if you pass me in the blog arms race here. I have now been given the authority by our top guy here in the building to fire you if indeed you pass me in the blog views category. So I'm just saying, you might want to think about being too good at something, okay?
Why do I feel like I'm in an episode of The Sopranos right now? You coming after me because I'm getting in on your territory?
You want to make sure that you know what you're doing.
Forget about it.
Just so you know what you're getting into. Folks, welcome to the second hour of the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO. Our phone number is 237-5948, 800-880-5346. And I do urge you, Daniel, as I said, his little blog that he wrote on Tuesday has gone all over the place with tens of thousands of page views. So go to our website at kfgo.com and check it out. Well, speaking of tens of thousands of page views, let's bring in our colleague from Wisconsin. His name is Jerry Bader. He is a talk show host and a popular one on WTAQ, WHBL, and WSAU in northern Wisconsin. Hello, Mr. Jerry Bader. How are you?
He's about to top you. Dude, I've seen your numbers. What is he using, porn?
No, but that's a great idea for me, Jerry. Thank you.
Hey, whatever it takes to win, fella. It takes to win.
All I want to do is win. I'm all about winning. You know that. Hey, before we get into the serious stuff and I let you knock the heck out of me about President Obama and Obamacare, I understand there's a football game Sunday in Lambeau Field starring two quarterbacks who probably could be starting in a lot of high schools throughout Minnesota and Wisconsin, don't you think?
Neither of us can talk smack. But here is the lesson, though, and I've been talking about this on my show for not just Packers fans, but, you know, Patriots fans, anyone with a franchise, really good future Hall of Fame franchise quarterback, you are so spoiled until it's gone. There are, you know, for Packers fans here, too young to remember. Remember the scene in Rocky IV where he's fighting the Russian and the Russian actually bleeds for the first time and he realizes he's human? Packer fans are feeling that right now. It's like, you mean this just isn't automatic where you have a really good quarterback?
See, you and I are old enough, Jerry, to remember back when I was, 10, 12, 13, 14 years old, the Vikings had the franchise quarterback named Fran Tarkenton and the Packers had a bunch of stiffs named Lynn Dickey and Don Majkowski and name 100 other bad quarterbacks who played in Green Bay. That used to be the norm for the Packers between their glory years and then their reignition in the 1990s.
And you know what's really sad? That 100 number by you is not an exaggeration. I mean, you forgot Vince Ferragamo and Jim Zorn and Randy Wright and Jim Delgado and Scott Under and on and on and on.
Wow. Those are some bad names there, my friend.
David Whitehurst. Don't forget David Whitehurst.
That's a good one. Oh, one more quick question. I truly don't know the name of the quarterback for Green Bay. What is his name?
Scott Tolzien. Badger. Actually throws a very nice deep ball. Really does. He has virtually no pro experience going into this. And I got to tell you, I'm in a jam here because I shot my mouth off on the air. This listener was telling me that, I don't know. I shouldn't talk about sports. I don't know what I'm talking about. So he challenged me to a charity bet.
Oh, geez.
And I'm picking the Packers, and he's kicking my butt. He's got like a 63 lead on me. I don't know what to do Sunday. I'm leaning toward picking the Vikings, but
no, don't. Don't do that. Don't do. That's a bad. That'd be a bad choice by you, Jerry. Bad choice.
Well, you would think Aaron Rodgers plays defense the way their defense is tanked. But I guess we'll find out on Sunday.
Okay, here we go. Take your gloves off and beat me up, Jerry. I'll give you 5 minutes, 8 minutes. Go ahead, knock me around because this Obamacare thing, which I still like the idea of health care. I still like the idea of affordable health care. I still like the idea of getting people on the scrolls who do not have health care. And I'm okay with somebody else putting in a couple pennies to pay for that. It's not going very well right now, Jerry. I will admit that as a longtime President Obama supporter. So go ahead, bloody my nose.
Well, look, a couple of things on that. You know, you've asked me, obviously we haven't done this in a while, but when we're doing it on a regular basis, you asked me, you know, well, really, how long are you going to keep this up? How long are Republicans going to fight this? And what I said is, you know, look, once it's a roaring success, we're done. You can't fight something that worked, but as it rolls out to be the disaster that I think it's going to be, and public sentiment turns against it, now 43% of Americans favor repeal. And I think you're going to see Republicans get more serious about that. Now, quite frankly, and I'd be glad to bloody up, but I'm sure you've suffered enough, but I will say this. There are some lessons here for Republicans in strategy. One, doing 40 votes on repeal when you knew it was just an empty gesture minimizes that effort, when in fact now repeal might actually be a serious effort. You've done it so many times, oh yeah, you're going to vote on repeal again. Although with public, you know, the tide turning publicly, that becomes more feasible. The other thing that I think some on my side still haven't learned was the folly of the shutdown strategy of defund. Let things happen. As I said, if it's a success, fine. Then you know what? That's when we quit, Mike, but it's not. And here's the other thing to remember. The part that is hurting the president right now is not a bug, not a mistake, not a glitch. It's the economic underpinning of Obama. You said pay a few pennies more. That's not what it's turning out to be. People have to get gold-plated coverages that they don't want but can afford, so people can get insurance who need it. And it's just, you know, in many cases, Mike, it's a heck of a lot more than a few pennies. So the reason it's collapsing right now is because Nancy Pelosi was right. We have to pass it to see what's in it, and it stinks.
President Obama's numbers, I believe it was CBS poll the other day came out. His numbers are at their lowest ebb in his presidency. They're not much above George W. Bush's numbers at the same point of his presidency, although Bush's went much lower toward the end to historically low numbers.
Right.
Well, as I look ahead to 2014, the elections, and 2016, certainly, I'll admit it, Jerry, this is something that as a Democrat, it scares me, because Republicans smartly are going to roll this stuff out and say, look, it turned out to be the train wreck that everybody said it was going to be. Now, again, I'm still not giving up on it. We'll see where things go. It doesn't look good right now. But this has some long-term repercussions, Jerry. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
It does. I mean, I think now, trust me, I live on this side. Republicans can screw up a one-car funeral.
That's the amazing part is after the shutdown, people, and there's still congressional Republicans, approval ratings are zero, but people were, oh my God, the Republicans are running this country into the ground. Like 3 weeks later, now it's the Democrats who are, the tables have completely flipped on them. It's incredible.
It does. You know what? It does happen quickly. But and because it does, you know, here's the lesson that they have to learn. Don't just pile on. All right. Say, yeah, we need to get rid of this because it was a failure. But this is something that they must do. Republicans have, contrary to conventional liberal wisdom, Republicans have put alternate plans out there, but half-heartedly and not with a consensus. Come up with a real alternative. If they want to win in 2014, here's what they run on. Literally, repeal and replace. This was a bad idea. We have a better one. They're still, you know, they're not really coming together on that. Everyone seems to have a little bit of their own plan. They need to come together with a cohesive, coherent consensus plan where, look, this is a free market alternative to Obamacare that we think is going to work. If they find that, Mike, and they run on that in 2014, then I'll feel down.
And I'm not sure that they can do that. In fact, I would bet right now, if you're going to bet on the Vikings on Sunday, Jerry, I'd bet that the Republicans can't do that, because the Republicans, and especially the conservatives' natural reaction, is to hammer Obama. They see this as a political victory over Obama and the Democrats, which it can be. But then in the end, they won't have enough gumption to roll out their own plan and say, look, okay, this didn't work, or we don't think this is going to work. So as you said, here's our alternative. I don't believe Republicans have that in them. I think it's more about beating Obama and beating the hell out of Obama than it is about finding a solution.
And if they don't get past that phase one, I think that does limit their prospects in 2014. if they, all right, look, we beat him up, and you are, as you said, the numbers are now speaking for themselves, then they have to get to that and you know, stop fighting among themselves. And don't forget, I mean, we've got the budget conference committee going on, and we don't know what a debacle that's going to be yet either. But, you know, so all of that is going to have to play out. But I think what's really important here is to get past, you know, one of your listeners confronted me, well, you're just talking about the glitches. And as I said at that time, but now we know this. No, it goes way beyond the world's worst website since 1994. It's all about the systemic failings that were built into Obamacare by design. And if Republicans continue to hit those, but they do, and I agree, Mike, they need to say, yeah, but here's the better plan, then I think it's a rough 2014 for your side.
All right, Jerry, I know you have other things to do, so thank you, my friend. I will talk with you tomorrow morning, I presume, correct?
Yep, absolutely, and because I have nothing else to say, go Pack. I don't feel good, but go Pack anyway.
Okay, all right, thanks, Jerry, appreciate it. 237-5948-800-880-5346.